Good morning, everyone. Let's start our service this morning by singing hymn number 246. O Thou who spreadest the heaven like a tent, he who depends on Thee ne'er is forspent. Still for his might on Thee he ever mounteth. On wings of eagles he unwearied mounteth. Have ye not heard, have ye not known, the everlasting God, Creator is of heaven and earth, and he alone is Lord. Hymn number 246. Wendy from South Carolina will now read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Wendy.
The Bible, Psalms. Come and see the works of God. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then repeat together the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 135. I know no life divided, O Lord of life, from thee. In thee is life provided for all mankind and me. I know no death, O Father, because I live in thee. Thy life it is that frees us from death eternally. Hymn number 135.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning church service from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We're so glad you joined us this morning, and all are welcome. We start Sunday mornings here at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in practical and operative Christian Science. And we just concluded one of these sessions. So if you missed it or would like to listen again, please check out our website after a little bit, and a recording will be available to the public. And speaking of our website, I would like to encourage everyone to browse through our entire website, plainfieldcs.com, because we offer an enormous amount of material that is the finest of Christian Science literature, and it is offered to the public free of charge, and it comes with the love of this church. And speaking of websites, this is our primary outreach to the entire world. We have 21 different websites, all in different languages, and as a result, people from across the globe have found one or more of our websites, have found our church, and have found God's inspired healing word. And we're so thankful for each and every one of you who have found one or more of our websites and have been blessed by them. On Sundays, we also offer a Sunday school for children, which meets at 11 a.m. every Sunday. And our Sunday school has a teleconference feature, one dedicated exclusively for the Sunday school. And this enables those students who don't live in the area to attend our Sunday school. And your child also can attend our Sunday school by telephone, regardless of where you live. So call up the church. We'll gladly give you the phone number for the Sunday school, and the teachers there would be most happy to welcome your child. Also, every Wednesday evening, starting at 8:15 p.m., we conduct a testimony meeting, where you'll hear inspired readings, beautiful music, and heartfelt and inspired testimonies testifying to the fact that their lives have been healed, made much better by the use of Christian Science. And again, everyone is welcome here. We're so glad you joined us. And now we will hear a testimony of healing, which confirms the healing power gained by reading and studying the Christian Science textbook. And this reading will be given by Deborah from Idaho. Go ahead, Deborah.
This is from Miscellaneous Writings, Letters from Those Healed by Reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. It is something more than a year and a half since I was cured of a complication of diseases through reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Becoming at an early age disgusted with drugs, I learned hygiene and practiced it faithfully for over 20 years. Then I began to lose all faith in its efficacy, became greatly discouraged. And as I had never been cured of a single ailment, I rapidly grew worse in health. Hearing of this, a dear sister brought me Science and Health. Her admonition was, "Now read it, E. I have heard that just the reading of that book has been known to heal the sick." I had read to and through the chapter on healing and teaching and was so deeply interested that I began reading that blessed chapter over again. When I found I was cured of my dyspepsia, that I could use my strength in lifting without feeling the old distressing pain in my side, and also that the pain in the kidneys only came at night, waking me out of sleep. Then I began my first conscious treatments. Of course, I followed no formula, and I needed none. A cry for help, knowing it would be answered, precious texts from the Bible, which had already become like a new book to me, sweet assurance of faith by the witnessing spirit, strong logical conclusions learned from science and health. What a wealth of material. Before finishing the book, all tendency to my old aches and pains had left me, and I have been a strong, healthy woman ever since. My first demonstration with another than myself was also before I had finished my first reading. My husband was cured of the belief of bilious fever by not over 10 minutes treatment, the fever and pain in head and limbs disappearing in that instantaneous way as soon as I could summon sufficient courage to offer my services in this, to us, new but glorious work. He slept soundly that night. The treatment was given about 10 a.m. and ate and worked as usual the next day with no symptoms of a relapse then or afterward. That was in March 1888. In the following August, I met in one of our Rocky Mountain berry patches a lady who complained so bitterly that I felt compelled to offer her treatment. Her words when I visited her at her home during Christmas week will give some idea of the result. Yes, I am doing three women's work, attending to my own and my son's housework, and caring for his wife and newborn babe. But I am equal to it. When I think of all the Lord has done for me, why, Mrs. S., I was cured with that first treatment you gave me. I know because I went out to gather berries that day and was caught in a drenching shower. And for 10 years before, I could not bear the least exposure without suffering from those dreadful headaches I told you about and from dysentery. But that day, I had neither. I had once been laid out for dead, lying there perfectly conscious, hearing my friends grieving over me, but I did not want to come to, I suffered so. No, I never have any of those ailments. I am a well, hearty woman, and that is not all. I had been seeking religion for more than 20 years, but I never knew how Christians felt till I told you I was cured that day on the campground. On the first of this year, I was so blessed as to receive a course of lessons from one of our teacher's students. Now I am only trusting that the time will come when I may be enabled to teach others the way of truth, as well as to add to the many demonstrations God has given me. E.D.S.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon that is not divorced from truth. It is not contaminated or fettered by human hypotheses. It is authorized by Christ. And our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. The subject, God, the only cause and creator. The golden text is from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The responsive reading is from Psalms. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Craig will now read.
The Bible, Isaiah. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Exodus. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts have cast into the sea, and in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel. And because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Matthew. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people. They were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for testimony unto them. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The creative principle, life, truth, and love is God. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. Moses declared as Jehovah's first commandment of the Ten, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The mythical human theories of creation, anciently classified as the higher criticism, sprang from cultured scholars in Rome and in Greece, but they afforded no foundation for accurate views of creation by the divine mind. Mortal man has made a covenant with his eyes to belittle deity with human conceptions. In league with material sense, mortals take limited views of all things. That God is corporeal or material, no man should affirm. Scientific interpretation of the scriptures properly starts with the beginning of the Old Testament, chiefly because the spiritual import of the word in its earliest articulations often seems so smothered by the immediate context as to require explication. Whereas the New Testament narratives are clearer and come nearer the heart. Jesus illumines them, showing the poverty of mortal existence, but richly recompensing human want and woe with spiritual gain. The incarnation of truth, that amplification of wonder and glory, which angels could only whisper, and which God illustrated by light and harmony, is consonant with ever-present love. Christianity, as Jesus taught it, was not a creed, nor a system of ceremonies, nor a special gift from a ritualistic Jehovah. But it was the demonstration of divine love, casting out error and healing the sick, not merely in the name of Christ or truth, but in demonstration of truth, as must be the case in the cycles of divine light. It is believed by many that a certain magistrate who lived in the time of Jesus left this record. His rebuke is fearful. The strong language of our master confirms this description. The only civil sentence which he had for error was, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Still stronger evidence that Jesus' reproof was pointed and pungent is found in his own words, showing the necessity for such forcible utterance when he cast out devils and healed the sick and sinning. The relinquishment of error deprives material sense of its false claims. In Egypt, it was mind which saved the Israelites from belief in the plagues. In the wilderness, streams flowed from the rock and manna fell from the sky. In national prosperity, miracles attended the successes of the Hebrews. But when they departed from the true idea, their demoralization began. The exterminator of error is the great truth that God good is the only mind, and that the supposititious opposite of infinite mind, called devil or evil, is not mind, is not truth, but error, without intelligence or reality. There can be but one mind, because there is but one God. And if mortals claimed no other mind, and accepted no other, sin would be unknown. The only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed, or a flower is God, the creator of it. Mind is the soul of all. Mind is life, truth, and love, which governs all. The same power which heals sin heals also sickness. When Christ cast out the devil of dumbness, it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. There is today danger of repeating the offense of the Jews by limiting the Holy One of Israel, and asking, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? What cannot God do?" There is divine authority for believing in the superiority of spiritual power over material resistance. A miracle fulfills God's law, but does not violate that law. This fact at present seems more mysterious than the miracle itself. The psalmist sang, "What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob." The miracle introduces no disorder, but unfolds the primal order, establishing the science of God's unchangeable law. Spiritual evolution alone is worthy of the exercise of divine power. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. The human mind is opposed to God, and must be put off, as St. Paul declares. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea, and in this mind the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. Life is the everlasting I Am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. As the children of Israel were guided triumphantly through the Red Sea, the dark ebbing and flowing tides of human fear. As they were led through the wilderness, walking wearily through the great desert of human hopes, and anticipating the promised joy, so shall the spiritual idea guide all right desires in their passage from sense to soul, from a material sense of existence to the spiritual, up to the glory prepared for them who love God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 134. I look to thee in every need and never look in vain. I feel thy touch, eternal love, and all is well again. The thought of thee is mightier far than sin and pain and sorrow are. Hymn number 134.
Thank you. And after 6 days, he taketh Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine in the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. When from the lips of truth one mighty breath shall like a
Let's now sing hymn number 324. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. hymn number 324.
From the Christian Science textbook, the Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 2 Corinthians. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.